You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Becca.
And this is Zoe.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by Lauren Gregory, comes from our July 2013 show, Frenemies at the Pickle Jar.
Enjoy! So our next storyteller is originally from the East Coast, but is now spreading her roots in the East Bay. Lauren and her dog Bixby tear it up wherever they go. Seriously, they break stuff. Like two bulls in a china shop. Lauren is the bull wearing bright colors and yoga pants. Please welcome
plaid tonight, really.
Yeah, plaid. Yeah. Please welcome Lauren.
Yay. Yeah, and Lil Wayne. Hi, everyone. So, like Sarah said, I'm from the East Coast. I'm from a very, very small town in northern New Jersey where it's, like, pretty and there's no Guidos and it's different there. So because I grew up in a very small town, there were not a lot of options for preschool. And my family, I don't know that my mom meant to always send us to Christian school, but she did. So I first went to Haytown Nursery School, which was owned by a family that we went to church with. And it was 3 days a week. And I was a crazy fucking toddler. So my mom was like, you need to go all 5 days a week. Like, get away from me. And I also wanted to go 5 days a week. So I switched from that school to Long Valley Christian Nursery School. And I was in, the only program there was for 5 days was for, like, special needs kids. But I got put in it just so that I wouldn't be in the house. So in the other classroom in the school, I like don't remember this that well because I was four, there was a girl who I hated for no reason. And she had red hair and was tall. She was Becca. No. Close though, close. And for, like, no reason whatsoever, I hated her. If she would try to come near me, I would walk away. If she would try to talk to me, I'd be like, don't. And, like, just, I wanted nothing to do with this girl. And her name was Lucy. And, like, I just remember, like, just fucking hating her for no reason. And then one day, she was in my classroom for some reason. There was a, like, a loft up there, and the rule was we were only allowed to have three people. And I was up there with my teacher, and there was someone else. And Lucy tried to come up, and my teacher had said that it was okay. Like, she was like, oh, I don't count. You can have three people. And I was like, no. And I just, like, strong-armed her off of it. I was just like, no, Lucy. But I don't know how high up it was in hindsight. At the time, it felt very, very high. And I, like, I'm sure she cried. But so I just, like, really, I was, like, a bully. I was just really mean to Lucy, who, like, poor ginger girl. Like, I was just like, uh-uh, no. And then, so this probably went on for a long time. And at our Christmas recital, I was in the front row, and then there was a row behind me. And, you know, we're singing fucking Christmas songs to all of our, like, parents and grandparents. Lucy was behind me, directly behind me. And, you know, everyone has their, like, VHS recorder going on. I don't know how you would hold that. But it was, like, everyone's recording it. And I decide that Lucy is singing too loud. And I turn around and punch her right in the stomach. And Lucy, like, buckles over and starts crying. And I'm just like, la, 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 like, just right back to singing about Jesus. And my mother has said, she's like, I almost went up there and just ripped you off of that stage. It was so embarrassing. But I thought it was more embarrassing for you to have to just deal with it. I was like, thanks, Mom. So I probably was grounded. I don't know. Probably got my Barbies taken away. I don't remember what happened. But everyone has this on video. And like I said, small town. Like, everyone knows who I am. Everyone knows who Lucy is. Everyone knows that I'm a dick and I'm 4 years old. So years go by, and Lucy went to the elementary school that's up on the mountain in my town. There's a mountain and a valley. And I went to the school in the, like, this is how, like, country it is. Like, the mountain school and the valley school. And I went to the valley school, which was about half the size of the other one. So Our schools were separate, and they came together in middle school and fifth grade. So in fourth grade, I was in the, like, gifted program. I don't want to brag or anything, but I was a little bit smart, which really just means that, like, they just needed to get me the fuck out of the classroom because I was crazy. So Lucy was also in gifted, and we would go on trips together, but not, like, our groups wouldn't combine, but the trip would be the same for the two elementary schools. So I'm on a trip, and I have no idea where we were, but I just remember, like, looking across the room and seeing her and being like, oh, my God, that's Lucy. Like, I used to beat the shit out of that girl. And she's, like, twice as tall as I am by this point, and, like she could kick my ass by now. And, like, I don't think she recognized me, but I was definitely like, oh, shit, like, she's still around. We didn't talk at all in that interaction. And then in fifth grade, our schools combined in middle school. And we weren't in, our school was divided up into houses. So Lucy and I weren't in the same house. We never saw each other. But in sixth grade, we were not only in the same house, but we were in the same homeroom. And we ended up becoming, like, best friends. And then about, like, a couple months into it, I was like, dude, did you know that, like, we went to preschool together? And she's like, oh, yeah, dude, you punched me. And I was like, yeah, my B. Like, sorry about that. And I've since obviously moved away from there. My family has moved away from there. And I haven't kept too many of my friends from growing up. But Lucy is one of, like, two. So even though I used to kick her ass and treat her very badly, Lucy and I are still very good friends. So I keep my gingers close.
The end.
If you liked this story, join us for our monthly live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Audio production for this podcast was by Ian Ratzer, and event photography was by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar.
Thanks for listening!
Calling your name in the backyard. That's how